Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wolf Packer Show. My name is Ethan McDowell, and I am here with Noah Fleischman. And I am here in a Panera parking lot from my car because we have to talk about the huge news that just dropped with Wolfpack recruiting this morning. Grayson McCall, 5-year Coastal Carolina quarterback, is going to spend his final season of college eligibility with the Wolfpack. It was a hotly contested recruitment over the past few days between UCF and NC State. He visited both schools over the weekend, but NC State prevails, and they lock up likely their future starter for the 2024 season. Noah, this is huge news. You know, we're going to do the housekeeping. We're going to do everything that we usually do on this show in a minute, but first I have to get your initial reaction to this, you know, season-changing news for the Wolfpack.
It's you know, probably one of the biggest fish that I think NC State could have caught, you know, with what they're dealing with. And he's a guy that can come in with this offense, you know, with the weapons around him. And you look at Casey Concepcion, you look at the freshmen that are coming, you know, I think it's an opportunity to really take this offense to another level. You know, Andy Staples talked about it on the Transfer Portal show a couple weeks ago, saying, like, if Grayson McCall ends up at NC State, he could take them from being what they have, you know, 8-9 wins a year to maybe 10-11 wins next year. And I know it's really early to talk about that, but, you know, he's the kind of guy that takes NC State's ceiling a little bit higher and makes the Wolfpack, you know, an outside chance of making that 12-team playoff now, just with having a quarterback of his success, his stature. He doesn't turn the ball over. He scores a lot of touchdowns. He throws a lot of yards. Exciting to get him in an offense with Robert and I, who likes to tailor to his team's strengths. It's going to be a fun one to watch next year.
Yeah, and you mentioned how he could elevate their ceiling, and I think that's what the best-case scenario out of the portal, right? I think you can't imagine anything better than getting someone who is going to raise your ceiling. NC State, you know, they have a solid floor. They're going to have one of the best defenses in the conference every single year, as long as Tony Gibson is coaching in Raleigh. Now, you bring in a signal caller who, you know, just look at the numbers he's put up. I mean, he is the only 3-time Sun Belt Player of the Year ever for football. He is the he threw for 10,000 yards during his time at Coastal, and that's when he redshirted a year and missed half of last season due to injury. So, or this season, I should say. So, you know, he's a proven signal caller. He has an established track record of success, and so much of his success happened in like a unique offense, right? With Chadwell down at Coastal Carolina before this year, where, you know, he's no stranger to playing in a unique system and mastering that system, like he'll have to do for his final year here in Raleigh. You know, before we continue, just wanted to shout out that we are both writers for thewolfpacker.com. Right now, man, it is a busy, busy time. I'm in my car today because I'm in Spartanburg, South Carolina for the Shrine Bowl of the Carolinas practice week down here for a couple of days to see, you know, commits like Jonathan Paylor, Trent Mitchell, Christian Zachary, Jamar Boston compete this week. And, you know, while we're doing that, it's transfer portal season. Obviously, we're posting constant scoops there. The signing day is turning into an all-out sprint. So, you know, go check it out. We have all the latest info analysis on there. Pretty much anything you could look for, it's on there. And right now it's only $1 for your first month if you want to join and get some access to that premium content. But we're going to, you know, shift gears here and just keep talking about Grayson McCall because it's hard to overstate how big of a recruiting win this is. Like, I heard they talked to a couple other quarterbacks and there was definitely interest. It was very, I think, out there yesterday. There was some buzz around Oregon transfer Ty Thompson and maybe a potential visit this weekend. I've heard that is no longer happening. They were keeping their options open because you can't afford to wait in the portal. Right, Noah? Like, you can't afford to put all your eggs in one basket. But they did a great job of not doing that while also prioritizing Grayson. And it's everything I heard says that his visit, you know, started Friday, went extremely well. They went to Capitol Grill, spent time with the coaches, and just, you know, that quality time, I believe, helped make a difference in his recruitment. And it built some momentum that carried on into the early part of this week, and then everything got wrapped up, from my understanding, yesterday. is when you know, the good news started to arrive. So huge addition, Noah. Just an absolute ceiling raiser for the pack and a floor setter. Noah, you spent a couple seasons in the Sun Belt. You're familiar with that conference, where Grayson McCall is coming from. Just based on, you know, watching that conference, paying attention, talking to people involved in that conference, can you just describe kind of what kind of player NC State is getting in Grayson McCall?
The Sun Belt Conference, you know, it's a group of five conference, and a lot of people, you know, maybe in the ACC or elsewhere around the country don't realize the quality of teams that are in that conference, but it's one of the best, you know, G5 conferences out there. It probably is right now the best. And he was the cream of the crop for 3 years in that conference. You know, three in a row, player of the year. That's not an offensive player. That is the player of the year in the conference. You know, he led Coastal Carolina to a couple, you know, Sun Belt championship games appearances. Played really well, I mean, in Jamie Chadwell's system that we've already talked about. So this is a guy who is a proven winner, and he's got production too, and I think that helps a lot. And you're playing the Sun Belt, which plays, you know, in a similar footprint a little bit to the ACC in a way. You've got teams in North Carolina. You've got teams in Georgia. But he played well in that. He showed what he can do. It's not a slouch of a conference. It's not, you know, one of the bottom-tier FBS conferences. 10,000 yards is hard to do anywhere, especially in the Sun Belt Conference. You know, 10,005 to be exact. He got hurt at Arkansas State this year and did not play the rest of the year. He's fine though. He should be good to go for spring ball for them. He just got, you know, hit on a slide and you know, was carted off the field, but he's fine now and it's good to go. But definitely, as we talked about, it's a big time portal pickup. You know, it's an attractive one. It's not one of those that goes, oh, well, we'll see what happens. Like this is one that a lot of people are excited about, and they should be. And we'll see what he does in Raleigh. But you know, so far, when you look at it on paper, it's a really good pickup for Dave Doran's and crew.
And you know, it's a huge midweek addition that also continues the awesome momentum that was set over the weekend, right? Like to start off the portal cycle, they get a commitment from Wesley Grimes, one of the top wide receivers in the portal, local kid from Raleigh, who has decided to come back home, and a, you know, big, tall outside receiver with proven production at Wake Forest. So you land him. Then you pick up commitments from Valen Erickson and Zeke Correll within 30 minutes of each other Saturday night. So that addresses two big needs on the offensive line. You get, you know, Erickson is going to be involved in that tackle rotation, can provide some good depth with 3 years of eligibility remaining. And Correll is going to be a plug-and-play starter at center with Dylan McMahon, apparently headed to the NFL draft. So you land them. You have a successful visit weekend. At this point, five of these six players who officially visited NC State last weekend are committed now. Like that's significant. That's impressive. The staff is just recruiting at a super high level right now. They're working extremely hard. They're doing everything they can to, like we've said plenty of times on this podcast already, raise the ceiling. They are raising the ceiling of NC State's football program over the past couple of weeks. And I think that's just going to continue because there's a lot of exciting news coming up. A lot of good players visiting this weekend as well. We have visit lists over on thewolfpacker.com. If you want to check it out. But yeah, I think it's hard to understate how much of an impact, you know, adding the quarterback early. Like that, like now, if you're recruiting the rest of that offense, which NC State is recruiting some dynamic offensive players right now, they know who's going to be throwing them the ball now. You have Cedric Bailey is firmly committed to NC State. He's planning on signing with the Wolfpack. And then you have McCall into that quarterback room. So it went from tons of uncertainty this time last month after, you know, MJ decided to redshirt and then later transfer. You had a ton of uncertainty there. You had no idea what the quarterback situation was going to look like. Now it's clarity, and that momentum is just going to continue to build, and it's going to be very exciting for the Wolfpack over the next couple of weeks. I think there's going to be a lot of good news in store over the next week. And yeah, Noah, where's kind of like, I want to say excitement level, but just What is the vibe you're getting around this transfer portal cycle, this silly season cycle? It to me, it just seems like NC State's kind of hitting the ball out of the park here.
It's a home run so far. You know, when you look at who they've, you know, secured commitments from, who they've lost, you know, they've lost a couple key guys, but they brought in key transfers. So it kind of offsets it a little bit. And you look at it, I think it should be high. The coaching staff, people on social media right now are continuing to tease other things, saying, you know, it's going to be a good week, and I think it will be. When you talk about that, and NC State holds the number 9 overall transfer portal class, according to On3. That's right now. That's after McCall, and obviously they're still working, so that they could shoot up the rank leaderboard even more. But number 9 in the country for any kind of recruiting class, whether it's transfer portal or high school, I think that shows you how well they're recruiting right now. You know, just by getting quality players that have proven at the college level that they can basically plug and play almost all of them right now.
Yeah, and it's not a guarantee, right, that these players will be able to come in and make an instant impact, the same impact they made at their old school. But heck, it's got to make you feel good if you're an NC State coach that you're going to be bringing in kids who can compete at an elite level at their previous school, and that starts with McCall. And it's going to be super exciting to watch. Before we continue with the rest of the show, just want to say a quick thank you to our sponsor, Game Time. Game Time is a ticket buying and selling marketplace. Whether you're looking for tickets to the next Hurricanes game, an NC State basketball game, the tickets at Reynolds these days are hard to come by. But you can find them on the Game Time app. And or on gametime.co on your web browser. You can find it either place. And if you do, go check it out on the app. And if you do, you pull it up. And if you're looking for tickets to Friday's Predators at Hurricanes game, you can see exactly the view from your seat on the app. It's not really working that well from the car, but I'm holding up my phone to the camera and you can see that you can see the exact view from your seat. And that's a super convenient part of the process here, and I'm a huge fan of it. Noah and I both use it, and if you choose to use it, use code WOLFPACK, that's all caps WOLFPACK, on your first purchase, and you'll get $20 off. So it's a sweet deal. All right, Noah, let's talk some more portal recruiting, overall recruiting in the JUCO, the prep levels. So like I said, I'm at the Shrine Bowl this week, right? And talking to Jonathan Paler, he's probably the most well-known commit in this year's class just because he's someone NC State recruited for so long. And, I was interested to see because he plays at the 2A level in North Carolina and plays against some teams that, he's able to score with ease against and put up big numbers with ease against those opponents. I was excited to see how he would fare against increased competition. And dude, let me tell you, yesterday, it's still his elite speed, believe it or not, still translates. He's still faster than everybody. It was very hard to cover. Something that he didn't get to show off a ton in high school that really impressed me was his route running yesterday. I thought he did a really good job. It's clear he's been training in that, even though that's not a huge part of his high school's offense. He was able to he still has that skill set, and it's that, that type of refined skill set, that refined ability that's going to, I think, make him a day one contributor at NC State. And, he's locked in, by the way. I don't think there's any reason to be worried about him going anywhere. And the other guys there, I talked to Trent Mitchell, who I had never seen live, Noah. First of all, he's probably the tallest offensive lineman at the Shrine Bowl. Very impressive looking guy, and he is very quick. I was surprised by how quick he is at 6'6", 290. He was moving around extremely well, played well in like the one-on-one situations and everything, and just really impressed with him. I think NC State's getting a good player. On3 has him ranked higher than any other recruiting service. They have him at like an 89, which is right on that border of a 3 and a 4 star. So, and I think that's appropriate. I think he's one of the better offensive linemen in North Carolina, and has an argument as one of the best in the 2024 class. So really excited to see what ends up happening with him when he gets onto campus. And he's enrolling in January, signing next week. So that'll be exciting to see from him. And lastly, from the North Carolina side, then you have the guys like or South Carolina. I mean, you have Jamar Boston and Christian Zachary, who really jump off the page in terms of their recruitment. And out of high school, their highlight tapes were two of the more impressive I watched all year. And they're two impressive receivers, man. Jamar Boston, I want to see him and Jonathan Taylor race. That's what I want to see. I want to see who would win, because they are both very, very fast. Boston's 6 foot tall. Could be an inside or an outside receiver. He worked at outside receiver during yesterday's Shrine Bowl practice. We'll see where he's working today when I'm back there in about an hour and a half. But excited to see him. And Christian Zachary is 6'3". He's going to be someone who can win those contested catches. And he's just smooth runner, fast kid, good vertical speed. And, there's just a lot of excitement going on right now there. And it's going to be exciting to see how they fare once they are on campus. All right, that's my Shrine Bowl spiel. But Noah, let's swing back to the transfer portal here. Who are some names that you're looking out for? Because NC State's not done. They are not done. I cannot emphasize that enough. Who are some names you're watching out for that NC State fans should be watching out for down the stretch here?
Yeah, I think, there's a few, and you can look around, this offense, and they're probably not done on the offensive side of the ball. There's a lot of holes still kind of to fill in. Some guys that might be, coming home, or I don't know. It's going to be interesting. At running back, a guy like Hollywood Smothers might be a good one to watch. He'll be on campus this weekend, and it's going to be one, I think, that, running back's a spot where they could add. And I think he's one that could easily, fill in there. There's a couple holes there in that running back room. So he's a guy I think would translate pretty well. And as a Raleigh guy, I think he'd fit in with NC State.
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask you, just if you could pick anyone, if you're looking at the transfer portal target board right now, post Grayson McCall's commitment, who is one player out of the portal you would add to NC State's 2024 football roster?
Anybody in the portal? Grayson McCall would have been the answer if this was a couple hours ago, but they locked him up. But I think, it's interesting. There's a couple targets obviously that they're going after pretty hard right now. But if I could take anybody off the board, it's somebody who NC State's pretty familiar with because he had a good game against them this year. And that'd be Jordan Waters at Duke. I mean, he ran for 123 yards and a touchdown against the Wolfpack defense this year. I think it was an 83-yard touchdown run that he had. Was the last explosive play that NC State gave up this year. He's the reason why the defense, turned things around. So maybe you can add him. I'm talking about two running backs, but there's enough room to keep adding up running backs and make it work. And I think this offense could be pretty dangerous if they're able to pull some strings here down the stretch and get some people on campus.
Yeah, he was actually my pick as well. I think he's a game changer, and I think NC State is involved there. So keep an eye on him. But, he would be, like you said, I believe he led the ACC in rushing touchdowns this season.
Yeah, he had 12.
Yeah. So he's quality player, experienced player, 1 year of eligibility remaining for him. So if he chose to go to NC State, he would, be an instant impact guy. And we talked about raising the ceiling with McCall. He's someone that would significantly raise the ceiling of NC State's running back room and, put it into a pretty elite place. I think it would be one of the better in the ACC, to be honest. But, yeah, so huge fan of him. But the guy I'm going to point out here, and I'm going to switch gears to the defensive side of the ball, is DJ Douglas. He's someone that I found out is visiting NC State this weekend today. But he's a safety from Tulane, and he is 6 foot, 205-pound junior who had a great year this year, 54 total tackles, 3 interceptions. I think he's someone you could maybe come in and maybe he moves to – nickel or something, replaces Robert Kennedy. So another instant impact guy you could see coming in there and replacing the production that Robert Kennedy's gonna leave because he's been really good this year. So I think I'm gonna go with him. I think they could use some help on the defensive side of the ball, and I'll pick him for the next addition to the pack. All right. Well, folks, this was a shorter episode than usual this week, but we just wanted to make sure we got the breaking news out there. So thank you all for watching and listening. We will be back next week to we'll have another transfer portal update because it's not going to slow down anytime soon. By the time we record, I guess it'll be close to signing day, if not past signing day. So we'll talk about that. And then basketball is still going. Noah and I have full coverage of everything happening on the court. Go check out thewolfpacker.com for that. And we will talk more about it next week. Thanks again, folks, and have a great week.